As Zimbabwe's economy continues to tumble due to lack of foreign direct investment, which has created a shortage crisis of cash, fuel and other basics, some Zimbabweans in the U.S. are hoping to generate some viable solutions through the annual business forum, Zim Expo. The event's co-founder, Kwaiti Ncube, says he is hopeful they will record significant business deals while also entertaining participants.
We are actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. The objective of Zim Expo was twofold. One branch of Zim Expo had to do with the business entity, empowering the small businesses from Zimbabwe, those who are living in the diaspora, and we would help the Zimbabwean business people by bringing the market to the Zim Expo venue, exposing their businesses to the market. That was the primary objective, and it still is today. And the other objective of Zim Expo was, on a social level, to deal with the social issues, such as in case of a bereavement, death in the families of Zimbabweans, we would step in and find ways to help.
Ncube says the event is the backbone of the non-profit organization held annually in different states during the Memorial Holiday. Ncube, a medical practitioner who has been living in the U.S. for more than 30 years, says although senior Zimbabwean authorities are unable to attend the CS event, the country's representatives based in Washington, D.C. will be issuing birth certificates and passports to Zimbabwean citizens. He says the Zimbabwean authorities do not run the event, but play a critical role in creating links among potential investors.
We have brought in the Zimbabwe Reserve Bank personnel a couple of times in the past, but because of the political era at the time, things were not as possible or they were not well received. We are really focusing on things like also, for instance, like even though we are not very much into politics, we try not to mix politics and Zim Expo because we are pretty much non-political motivated.
One of the beneficiaries of the consular services provided by the Zimbabwe Embassy is Jealous Chiambiro, a soccer lover.
With the passport, of course, definitely I've found it beneficial because I've renewed my passport there.
In addition to the consular services, which have proved very popular, other scheduled events include performances by Zimbabwean-based musicians Cindy Munyavi and rising dancehall star Jazz Signal, and also Miss Zimbabwe USA contest. A regular visitor to Zim Expo, Musawenko Sindlovu, says this is her favorite part of Zim Expo.
The Miss Zim USA pageant. I know it's more about what they're learning, and part of the showcase, of course, includes the beauty part of it, but I think that's a fun event. We, in the past, have had artists that have come from Zimbabwe, and I think that's also part of the fun.
Some people like Handsome Sibanda visit the show to participate in the soccer tournament, which has in the past featured retired soccer stars like former Highlanders and Warriors captain Thulani Biyancube, and draws players from different parts of the USA, Canada, Britain and elsewhere.
It's a pretty organized and a fun event. And basically you get to meet some former players from Zimbabwe, such as Thulani Biyancube, Vitalis and all those guys, and then get to play against them, which is somewhat interesting and exciting. So that's basically what I do when I go to the next.
Organizers of the event say while they are now in their 20th year, the annual event has been affected by lack of funding and also a perception that the expo is linked to Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party, a claim organizers say is false. Others, however, like Chiambiro, say there is need to revamp the annual event to attract more participants. Zim Expo co-founder Anesu Manjengwa says management is addressing some of these concerns with a view of making it one of the top most events convened by Zimbabweans.
Zimbabweans, we can always have suspicion on everything, but the bottom line is we are a non-governmental organization. We are completely business-minded. I'm a businessman, and I will do business-like things. People are going to suspect that you are government-related, but we are not. We've been in this industry for 20 years. because we are doing our politics right. We will work with anybody who wants to work with us.
A large number of participants say they have benefited a lot at the ZIM Expo, with some of them getting good business deals. At least 20 companies are expected to display their goods at the ZIM Expo this year. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service, I am Gibbs Dube.